Hallelujah. And I don't know, let me go back a little bit. I don't know how you really believe you are going to edify anybody. I have to say this. Let me go back a little bit. How you really believe you are going to edify somebody by giving the person scary, scary revelations? There are people that specialize in giving scary, scary revelations. And sometimes you don't even know the effect of what you are doing. A woman is pregnant. Then you are telling her, "Ha, sister, pray. I see you die when you deliver this baby. The enemy is after this baby in your womb. The enemy, they say, you're not going to deliver this baby. In fact, they want to turn this baby in your womb to monkey." And you sincerely believe you are giving a message, Abby? What you are saying, how is he helping her? No, I'm only telling her so that she'll be very prayerful. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are not giving it to make her prayerful. You are giving her so that she'll be afraid, afraid, afraid throughout. Oh, fear, 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 fear. You are a devil. You're a devil. If you are not a devil, then stop it. How are they edified like that? How? Brother, the enemy said you will not live beyond this year. And that night you will dream, you will see coffee. Now that person will give you that revelation, they won't kill you. That is the person after your life. That's the truth. Like I spoke last week, those who believe in scattering relationship, this marriage you want to enter, na risk you take, God say it is not his will, God say. I was discussing with somebody yesterday, and I was saying that I don't know really how people are bold, so bold, that they will stand and use the name of the Lord. God will say, when God didn't say anything, your own thought, you will say, is God. Your own feeling, you say, is God. So they, when they have spirit of anger, they want to deal with you. And they say, oh, brother, you're a Christian now. But why are you so much anger? He says, it's a holy indignation. It's a holy anger. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, has that gift now benefited this ministry or destroyed this ministry? And so it is also. Even now, activities of gifted brothers and sisters is sending people away from the church. And every man shall give account of himself before God. What you are doing with that gift. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How to operate the gift? Be guided in operating your gift. Be guided by the word. If you have the Bible as your standard, you will not miss it. You will not miss it. That's why Apostle Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He said, study to show thyself approved. Is it unto man or unto God? Unto God. Let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, for the purpose of emphasis. I know it's a common scripture in the church here. And it's not only for Timothy, it's for every believer. Because you too, you have a call by the gift you have. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That is the way. Hallelujah. Your response to the word of God. Your response to the word of God. Let it be that you are having approval from God. You are doing it according to the word of God. Let's read on. Study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. That is why, if you notice, Apostle Paul. I can give you the scripture. Galatians chapter 1. If you read it from verse 10, there's something about Apostle Paul emphasized and boasted. He said, "For do I now persuade men or God concerning his ministry? Who is he to please, man or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of God." And you can read on and read on and read on to the end of that chapter. That is the emphasis. Whatever you do, and if you are going to please God, then align yourself with the scripture. Praise the Lord. That was why a prophet of the order of William Branham took so much time. He would go and withdraw for days. What is he doing? Just studying. Somebody will say he didn't go to school, but look at the books he keeps making references to. Hallelujah. And so that it will help him. And there's no way you will study this Bible that you will not understand the need for the restoration ministry. Because when you study this Bible, questions will arise. When you study the word, you must ask questions. But the Bible said this, then why am I seeing this? But the Bible says this, then why are they ordaining their women? The Bible is against women ordination, then why are we ordaining women pastors? You will ask. The Bible says, you know, that the body of Christ is made up of gifts, fivefold ministry. Then why are we having one man in a ministry? Where are the rest? Why are we having man and woman ministry? The day you understand what I am saying, praise the Lord, you will marry your Bible. You will marry your Bible. I was watching a little clips I sent to some ministers about a man somewhere in Zimbabwe or somewhere in East or South Africa. And then he will say, he was doing deliverance. He's a prophet. Doing deliverance, and the spirit is arguing with him. No. He said, "You argue with me." He said, "I'm going to send my angels now to go and deal with him." He said, "Oh yeah, my friends, all the angels, my friend, oh yeah, go and deal with him." And then they take up, then they beat up. And then they say, "Lift him by the belt." They go, "Carry him. Go. They said, "Throw him down." They will throw him down. Oh yeah. "Take it, tumble him. They will tumble. "My friend, stop it. Okay. He's still talking. Okay, go now and go and take him by the collar of his dress." You will see. Then everybody is clapping hands. Wow, great man of God. That man doesn't know his Bible. And there is a tendency for all of us to use the anointing like that for vain glory. Did you say it's demons that we are doing that? It's not demons. It could be demons. It could be angels. Because for every ministry, there's an angel for it. The gifts that you have, there is an angel for that gift. There's an angel for me here, for my own ministry, for my own gifts. He ministers the grace. And anything you say, do it. That's why Jesus Christ, when the disciples saw some people making caricature, using the name of the Lord, and they said, "They are not with us. Should we, you know, send this curse on them?" And Jesus said, "You don't know the manner of spirit you are made of." He had to stop them because they have the ability to use it and it will happen. Elijah said, "If I be a man of God, let fire come down." Didn't fire come down? It came down. William Branham said, when those people were misbehaving in the church, he got angry as a man. He went to them. "How can I be preaching? You are sitting at the back there kissing yourselves, man and woman. It can't happen in this church because the woman is sitting far from the man. It can't happen. Such people can't come to this church." He said he got angry and went there. He said the angel stood by. He said, "Say anything and it will be done." Even the angel vexed. And William Branham looked at him. Because William Branham knows the scripture, he said, "I forgive you. Don't do that." And the same William Branham said, that is what the Holy Ghost was waiting for him to say. While the angel was ready to strike, he had said, you will know that I'm a servant of God today. Go blind. Like Chris Okafor at a liberation something was showing. I don't know whether na real madness or, I mean, blindness or na RNG. I don't know. For one, I don't know how many of you watched it. I watched it and I said, these people don't know how to use the anointing. You are using the anointing not knowing the word of God. Praise the Lord. What are you saying, Pastor Moses? If I tell my angel to do anything when I'm in the spirit here, he will do it. Praise the Lord. And when this case started newly, we are doing that thing they are doing now. Anything I tell him to, he will do it. When I'm conducting deliverance and he comes and notices around, I will just hand over and tell him, when you finish the deliverance, do this. Sometimes I will say, throw the person for ground. Sometimes I will say, take the person to the altar to kneel down and let the person raise up hand. The person will not know that I'm saying that. And Jeremiah, you used to witness. All the members, ministers, you know what I mean. You know, even one day, I was praying for my wife, and he come down, and I told the angel, I said, this one is pastor's wife. Be very, very careful. When you finish, see this seat here. Bring her gently and drop her here. And then I will be watching. I'll be doing some other things. How we know is when he has done it. Then, of course, then I can tell you confidently and say it's over. You won't know what happened. And then, the day he did it, so many people were in the office that I think it was in the church somewhere there. And then he came and sat down. They brought her. I asked my wife. He said she was conscious, but she didn't know what was pushing her. But she couldn't stop it. And they came, and when she reached the church, they just put her down coolly. And then everybody started clapping hands. And so many other times. But one day, I said, this gift is not for entertainment. I'm trying to go overboard now. Show me the scripture where any apostle did that. Show me anywhere where a true man of God did that. Why should we come and be playing with the anointing? Because I know the word. And when you don't know the word, you will see all the nonsense people are doing with the anointing. That is not the purpose of the anointing. Study and show yourself approved unto God. Approved unto God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ahem. And when you're operating the gift, give glory to God. In Colossians chapter 3, and verse 16 and verse 17. What does it say? It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Note verse 17. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Anything you do, always know the purpose of that gift is to give glory to God. Because when you use that gift for somebody, that person is going to kneel down and thank God somewhere. The testimony of that person will give glory to God. God uses the gifts to honor His name. It is for His own honor. It's not for you. Praise God. Very soon, somebody here, and may it never be your portion, that you will be like that ass that Jesus said was to enter Jerusalem. And brought that ass and rode on that ass And then, as he was entering the city, everybody was saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, the higher, Hosanna, Hosanna, with palm leaves, and everywhere there was left and right people, and they were hailing him, and they were clapping, and they were doing everything. And they asked, he says, see me? I told you I am great. I told you I am great. Of all the animals, now who human beings they clap for like this? I am great. He has forgotten that nobody here they clap for. Now the person went down on top of him, they clap for. Praise the Lord. After Jesus Christ stepped down, nobody remember the ass again. They followed Jesus where he was going. And another animal came and said, ah, you there here? Nobody here they clap hand for everywhere. And they asked, told him, say, now, now I know, say, without Jesus, I am nothing. Without Jesus, I am nothing. I am who I am today because of Jesus. Before you started your prophetic ministry, who know you for this church? Before you started operating your gifts, who know you for this church? Hallelujah. And never you forget that of all people, God also chose you so that he will glorify himself in you. Therefore, give him glory in the way you operate the gift and give him the honor, for he will not share his glory with a man. Praise the Lord. He will not share his glory with any man. And let every time everybody know that you are a servant, not a master. And that you must operate like a servant. Hallelujah. You must operate like a servant. And we can learn that from the secular world. We can learn that from the secular world. All the appointees of the president, even though the president don't even know, say, he's on a functional, he will tell you that the president, President Buhari, sent his greetings to you. And he sent me here. Meanwhile, Buhari, no, say, he did you. Every given time he wants to prove his loyalty, anywhere in case Buhari dead there, they hear, they watch what thing they happen now, make you know, say, I dey loyal. And if you refuse to be loyal, you want to rub shoulders with him, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That office you are looking for, you will not get it. That promotion, you will not get it. For God will not share his glory with any man. Praise the Lord. Give him glory any given time. And Apostle Paul told us, in operating that gift, operate it in love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let's read it. It's one scripture that every Christian should be accustomed to. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Are you speaking in tongues? Listen, oh. And have no charity. Amen. Charity is godly love. Charity is non-contractual love. Charity is agape. Agape love. The love that you give out without expecting anything in return is called charity. Praise the Lord. Because you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Are you not loving him because of what you are getting from him? If he stop giving you that thing or she stop giving you that thing, you're not going to love him again. That is filial love. Filial love. Another one is filial love. Hallelujah. Then we have eros. I love you because I want to take you to bed. I love you because at this time I love you, I love you. The feeling you have, you are lusting after him, after her. Then you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And you always say that, I love you. Either when you are about to take her to bed or when you are wheeling her to bed or when you are on bed with him or her. Philion, I love you. Honestly, I love you. And the day you stop to give me what you are looking for, the love died. I love you, brother. I love you because you are my church member. The day you leave my church, you are serpent seed. That is not the love. That's not charity. Now, so he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I am become as, see the description of who you are, sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, that is empty noise. The tongue you are speaking has no weight, has no virtue. In fact, he call it the tinkling cymbal, that is, it disturbs the hearer. It irritates the hearer. Who is that speaking in tongues? He, that is brother. You are tinkling cymbal. You are making noise, but no virtue behind it. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, like Pastor Moses, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have no charity, I am. Why are you afraid of answering me? I am. Now we talk. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, I'm a giver. And though I give my body to be born, ready to die for anybody, to die for a cause, whatever it is, and have no charity, you are not practicing godly kind of love. Because even that body where you offer to die for the person, there is something you are expecting in return. Even all that gift you always give people is for recognition. So that they will make you chairman of the wedding. So that they will be worshipping you. So that you become recognized in a special way. He said you do that. He said it profited, if you do that without charity, it profited me nothing. Then he described the evidence of charity. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity, anybody with that spirit, vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeking not her own. Never selfish. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. And if you operate in that level, he said charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. After all, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And he says, because we are expected to grow. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I taught as a child. But when I become a man, stature of perfection, I put away childish things. And we are expected to grow unto perfection. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, in future, when we shall meet with our Lord, we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And see the order of verse 13. And now abided faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these three is what? Charity. And so he emphasizes it again in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 14. Colossians chapter 3. In fact, let's read it from verse 12, 13 and 14 and 15. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, and we are the elect of God, the bride of Jesus Christ, holy and beloved. We are holy and we are beloved of the Lord. We should put on powers of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And verse 14. And above all these things, what should we do? He said, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Charity is the bond of perfectness. First Peter chapter 4. Verse 8 and verse 9. Peter repeated the same thing Apostle Paul concerning charity. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 8 and verse 9. He said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Why? For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so whatever gift you operate, the strength of our the power, I'm saying this, and I hope somebody will catch it and practice it. That I say, I want more anointing, more grace. Listen here. It's a secret here now. William Branham said it also in a message that he preached, the title, The 11th Commandment. You want grace to increase in your life. For that, your ministry is not to go to the mountain. There's no mountain that can increase your fire. What are you saying, Pastor? He said this kind cannot go except by fasting and prayer. He is not saying that when you see a case for more power to cast out devil, it means you should go to the mountain and acquire the power and then come. And then, where is the case? No! He is saying that a Christian, a minister that lives constantly in fasting and in prayer, what does it do? It brings you to the presence of God. When you live a life of constantly in prayer, constantly in fasting, you have your fasting period, you have time devoted to attracting virtue from God. Anywhere you go and you jam a case, you're already in an estate for that demon not to resist you. But he said, I show you a more excellent way. That is, it's more excellent than even fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. What is it? It says, it is operating the gift in love. William Branham said it. And I confirm it. That when you see a case before you, William Branham said that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, the case is standing before you, the person has a problem. He said, for that case to go, before you can pray for that case to go, he said, you must get into the feeling of the person you are praying for. If you don't get into the feeling of the person you are praying for, you will not achieve anything. I said, I confirm it. How? I was in Ikoyi prison. I thought I had special anointing, because every case I was handling in the prison, God was answering. I was not going to deliverance. Go, I bind you, cast you, just come. I lay hand, I pray for you, it will just go. The next day you tell me the thing is not there. Yet I didn't see anything happen when I prayed for you. What happened was, inside the prison that time, when I got there, I saw a horrible situation a fellow human being can be subjected to. the prison condition. I was inside the prison and I was discharging people. I was looking for money from friends outside. They would send money to me. I would tell the person, go and bring your lawyer. I would give them, say, get out of this place. This is not for you. I don't know them. And then you see people sick. There was a room they used to put them. Once you go there, they're waiting the next day you will die. They would use blanket and wrap you, you go. So that they will remove you from other people. I will go there, tears will come to my eyes. Can a human being be like this? I will lay hand on them, the next day the person is healed. I will lay hand the next day the person is healed. I went to that room. I fasted 3 days, no food, no water. I entered that room where they are waiting for all of them to die. I said, none of you will die. I prayed for them in that cell. I came out. They used to take dead bodies every day out of that place. 3 months, nobody died. Hallelujah. How did I know? I was walking, we were chatting with the controller of the prison. We were just chatting, we were friends. Though I was a prisoner, but we were friends. Like Joseph, inside prison. Yeah, that's how I was there. And then, I had him call the chief warder. He said, God is doing something in this prison. Yeah. You know, for the past 3 months, we have not recorded any death. Then that was when I said, God said this so that I will hear. And I just praise. I said, God, thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. You are wonderful. And before I know what, I mean, serious case. How many testimonies will I give? I thought I was anointed. I thought I was anointed. Until I read that sermon by William Branham, the 11th commandment, then I knew the power of love. The power of compassion. When an HIV patient stands before me, I am looking at somebody that has been given death notice. When I see a cancer patient before me, I am seeing somebody with a death notice. When I see that heart report, I am seeing somebody with a death notice. And I'm saying, I may be seeing this person for the last time. Oh, now die this person, they die so. Oh, in that feeling, in that estate, anything I speak, heaven backs it up. Then I'm thinking I am anointed. That is the secret of the testimony. It's not anointing anything. It's not anointing, no. If it is anointing, then it came from the feeling. Samson had a grace. Hallelujah. It was in his hair. When situation comes for him to confront, what was Samson doing? He will shake his head. Something has to provoke that strength to come out. That's where I am going. Something has to provoke that anointing, that strength Samson had. What provokes testimony for the person you are praying for is that compassion you have. Once you are able to get into the feeling of the person standing before you, I was walking, I was doing this, I was doing this, and see me now. I had 3 cars. See me now. In fact, now, they have driven me away. My family is here. My property is here. Reproach is upon me. You have to imagine what such a person is going through. That he's even alive. He has not committed suicide. It's the grace of God. You have to understand what a man is going through in that estate. And then one son of Belial, a serpent seed, say he's a prophet. Say, well, if you want God to do it, you'll work plenty. Bring 200,000 naira. Anywhere you go, or they will tell you, we have to go to your village. I have said this several times. Whoever is following you to your village for family deliverance, because of the money you will get, as you go, that's why you go come back. Nothing will happen. Because it's not going in the right feeling, in the right anointing. I'm telling you how to operate your gift. And Apostle Paul said, this is the more excellent way. It's not everyday vigil for power, power, power. Study the word of God. Be converted. Make sure whoever meets with you goes with testimony. Praise the Lord. Make sure, oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make sure. Whoever comes your way. Now, I am also aware, even as I'm talking now, If you doubt it, I will send you the text because it will surely come. Pastor, in fact, that thing you are talking is my situation. My family is in the village now. In fact, I'm sleeping under a bridge. In fact, this one. Pastor. And what he's telling me is not to pray for him. I should give him money. If I have money, why do I need to pray for you? I'm talking about using gift. To give you money, not my gift. Now my gift to give you money. My gift now to pray for you. Praise the Lord. My gift now to pray for you. Not to come and tell me to give you money. So if you call me, say, in fact, now, Pastor, I don't know what to do. I will normally answer you. Say, and then go back to village. Now, must you be in Lagos? I'm talking of people who will come and they recognize that there is nothing God cannot do. But you are too frustrated to even pray the prayer you are supposed to pray. And that is why I get so angry that I'll be coming to do vigil for I must marry. And you are seeing sisters that are already, you know, of age and going. And then I am praying that they should marry. Then they meet a man that is interested. Then another gifted brother, gifted sister will go and scatter it. Not be that sister you fight. Now me they fight. When I find that out, you will know that the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. We shall continue next week. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth that thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp me and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Oh, ready my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Oh, sweet. May your eyes of understanding be open in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be a spiritual dynamite to every problem from today in the name of Jesus Christ. May we be filled with a spirit of compassion as we serve the Lord in any capacity in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And may we not be receiver but givers in the name of Jesus. The grace you have is to give. There is no grace to receive. Every one of us should supply something. Every one of us. That's why you must not be redundant in the body of Christ. You have something for the betterment of the ministry. You have something to do to contribute to the well-being of the brethren. You have something to do. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking forward to a gathering of people that people will say, if you want to see Christians, go to Bride Assembly Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Looking forward to somebody. A sister went to the hospital just for checkup, and the doctor saw and decided to treat. The consultation fee alone is 10,000. This one, he said, you don't bring money. He just came to ask, where are you from? From Bride Assembly Church. Pastor Moses said, and began to treat. He said, what? He said, when you get the money, you can bring it. If you are from that church. He said, if you are from that church. We want to be a standard for Christianity. Where they will see brotherly love. When we close like this, rain they fall. Don't go with empty car now. Those trekking on the road, make a way for them to enter. Drop them halfway somewhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you see something, why do you wait for them to ask you when your eyes can see a condition? When you hear a brother is in the hospital, why? What are you waiting for? The least you can do is to go and comfort the person with a visit. And it will cost you nothing. Just buy 2-3 apples and drop, banana, drop. I just say, I should come and greet you. That you came. Do you know it brings healing to the person? Oh, so there's somebody that cares for me. Hallelujah. When you see somebody has a problem and you are sure it's a brother, you are sure it's a sister, you reach out. That action is your own part of supplying something. Praise God.